What are you using off-study in your typical node-positive patient?
Well, we've just completed enrollment on our third U.S. Oncology adjuvant study. The second one has been presented, but we kept it relatively quiet. We didn't declare victory. We can come back and talk about that. But the third study was AC followed by docetaxel, every three-week schedule, or AC followed by Zolota Taxotere, the XT regimen. And Joyce O'Shaughnessy is the principal investigator on that trial. So the accrual has just been completed. That's really the major test of XT as part of an adjuvant regimen. We'll have to see how that pans out. In the context of practice, if you present to a patient that you think standard treatment's AC followed by docetaxel, then it's pretty hard, if she decides not to go on a trial, to recommend something that you haven't even really kind of discussed with her. So I think a lot of us use AC followed by docetaxel.
Is that what you're doing now that the study's over?
Well, I think you get into habits. So I think a lot of that's habits. I think we see a lot of things within U.S. oncology. I mean, dose dense is used for a lot of patients. Some people are starting to use TC more, but I think there's still people want to see the manuscript in detail and kind of think about this a little bit. I mean, we've got a 30-year history of AC. It's just hard to say one day you should abandon it. I mean, I've heard people say that, but I've also heard the other extreme is, you know, I would use this in somebody who has cardiac disease and I wouldn't take a chance with adriamycin, then I would use TC, but that's the only place I would use it.